Welcome to Catholic Link Podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. I'm Father George Elliott, and I am joined today by Father Bryce Higginbotham. Father Bryce, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So Father Bryce is a priest in Louisiana, and he is going to start producing content for Catholic Link on a whole bunch of different platforms. He is not replacing Father Adams. I know many of you are probably wondering why Father Rob is not on the podcast today. He is doing the holy priest thing right now. He is helping his town rebuild. It was basically swamped by the floods in Kentucky a few weeks ago. I guess now by the time it's published, it'll be about a month ago. And so please pray for Father Rob and his parish and all the people that were affected by the floods. Father Bryce and I are planning on talking a little bit about the Liturgy of the Hours. So, Father Bryce, what was your first exposure to the Liturgy of the Hours?
Yeah, when I was in high school and I didn't know up from down or where I was going or what was going on in my life like that, the Lord sent a great mentor in my life. I'm an only child. This guy's a few years older than me. He became like a brother I never had. And he like showed me to adoration and like made it to where that I could go to like this Bible study during the week. And one day he just said, hey, like there's this thing called the Liturgy of the Hours that I kind of pray sometimes. And I'm actually trying to, his words were, I'm trying to get back into praying it. Like, would you like to pray it with me? And so like the first time I prayed, like literally, like there's this guy, he opened the breviary, which is the I know you know this, but what we call the book, where the text of the Bible and the prayers of the church is. So he opens the breviary and he says, look, I'm going to say stuff and then I'm going to point. And when I point, that's what you say. And so I got into this in this just super, super simple way. And then eventually, as like we prayed together some, he bought me a little one volume Christian prayer, which has morning and evening and night prayer. And by that time I didn't have to get pointed at all the time. I was getting used to it, you know? And so I just started praying at least one of the hours a day. Now the hours are not an hour long, but these set times, so I would do either morning prayer, evening prayer, night prayer. And I just began to, I don't know, there's this rhythm that was really helpful for me as I was in high school and then getting into college and starting like to grow in relationship with God.
That's so phenomenal. So you started praying this in high school, which first off, who's this guy's name? He sounds awesome. There was a mentor to you?
His name is now Father Cassian. So he was not a priest then, but he had been like discerning the priesthood and things, and eventually became a monk and was actually eventually ordained a priest after I was, because he went around discerning the monastic life and things. Yeah.
Where is he a monk?
Yeah. At Subiaco in Arkansas.
All right. Well, God bless you, Father Cassian. Mm. That's cool.
Amen. Amen. He was instrumental in my life.
So he showed you all this in high school. And then did you go straight into the seminary or?
No, I went to UL, the University of Louisiana, Lafayette, for one year, and then I went straight from there to the college seminary.
Oh, that's super interesting. I did a similar thing. It was a priest and a married man were really influential to me when I was in high school, and I went 1 year to the Air Force Academy, and then from there into the seminary. And so, I didn't realize we had such similar paths on that. But that's cool, man. So already in high school, you were praying the Liturgy of the Hours. And, you know, obviously, for anybody who's been praying this for years, we get the sense of the real depth of the prayer and how it kind of embraces this fullness of the human experience and also the life of the church. When you were in high school, did you get that? Or was it just kind of like, no, this like cool older guy is showing me how to do this. I think prayer is important. This is a way to pray. So I'm going to do this. Or kind of where were you really in the understanding and ability to enter into the office or the Liturgy of the Hours when you're in high school?
Yeah. A good friend here in the diocese often says that one of the fruits of the Liturgy of the Hours for her is that she remembers pieces of the Psalms. So I just prayed the Liturgy of the Hours for a decade. Now I like remember this piece of the Psalm and it's helpful. Right? Like I remember how the Lord is loving me in this time of joy or sorrow or whatever. So for me, when I first started, it was at the beginning, it was just like, all right, this guy is I respect him. He knows what he's talking about. I want to be close to Jesus. He's obviously close to Jesus. And I'm just going to do what he tells me to do, because I know it, like, I have confidence it's going to be helpful. And then not long after, I started experiencing that where, oh, this like verse of a psalm would, you know, pop into my mind when I needed it, or things like that. So I think it was like a little bit of both. Like first, there wasn't some like profound, like I'm praying with the church, like all over the world, though that's like true. It was more like, hey, this is going to help me be holy. And then, oh, this is practically helping me to be holy by bringing the scripture to my mind.
Yeah, that's so cool. I think there's something really just beautiful about ministering to people in that like high school, college age, because you really can just kind of do that where you just say to them like, hey, do this because it's going to help you be holy. And they're just like, okay, you know, like it's almost like I was talking to a friend of mine. It's like when you're working with college students, they, especially the freshmen, they haven't really learned how to say no yet. And so you just tell them like, hey, do this. And they're just like, okay. But, you know, that's really this kind of, that's the openness that we should have towards our Lord and towards his church, right? That's this position where it's like, okay, well, if you're telling me to be holy, like you're the expert on this, right? So I'll do that. So it's so cool that you were just like, yeah. Sounds good, man. You point, I'll talk.
Exactly.
And so did you continue that then through college as well? Or did it kind of drop off in college and then you picked it back up when you entered the seminary?
No, I was always praying the office. I mean, and now I wasn't, I can't say I was praying it terribly well. Like one of my breviaries, when I open it to a certain page, I know that was the day that I was praying morning prayer, walking to class in the rain, because I can see, you know, that it was wet and now it's dry from, I don't know, 15 years ago or whatever. But I was like, it became like part of the rhythm of my life. And even the times when I wasn't in like a great disposition for praying and, you know, to have a heart open to, I certainly wasn't meditating on the word of God and open a contemplation when I was walking to class, but even still, like the word continuing to repeat in my mind.
Hey, yeah, you're still doing the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then later, I learned about the importance of chanting the hours, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, well, I guess let's dive into that. What got you into the chanting of the office, or what was your exposure there?
Well, basically, that I'm a giant nerd. So I read the general instruction, and the general instruction talked about how important it is to chant the hours, and maybe that might be the first time that I learned that the Psalms were meant to be sung. And like they were written as music, and that, you know, the hymn book of the church isn't whatever hymn book we have in our pews, but the hymn book of the church is the Psalms. And so I said, "Ooh, I don't sing. I mean, I don't sing. I do sing, but I don't sing well."
And just so in like, the shower, well, right?
No, I would sing at church, but not well. I would I would do what I could. Not like on a microphone in church. I was supposed to sing, so I'm going to sing. I read this, and then it so happens that a couple of things are happening at the same time. So at the college campus here in Thibodaux, right? I'm in seminary, but the priest here in Thibodaux invited me to like be part of this community at the college. And like when I would come home on break from seminary, I would often stay at the student center, like in the rectory. And I don't know how this happened. They wanted to start praying the Liturgy of the Hours. And I'm, you know, a second year seminarian now in college seminary, but I read the thing. I read the instructions. And so like we got together and they start praying. And so that's going on. There's starting to be like some communal prayer letters. I was in Thibodaux. Uh-huh. And then there's these people from this like random missionary organization, which didn't go anywhere and doesn't exist anymore, but who came from far, far away to Thibodaux, and their mission like was to chant the hours. I was challenged by some random parishioner, wonderful lady who had like gotten to know them to chant the hours. So I'm like, so now I haven't met these people yet. I just like know that they're kind of around. I'm on summer assignment at a parish, like, I don't know, 20 miles away. And I'm sitting in the adoration chapel by myself, like trying to chant the Psalms, because I read the thing And that, like, that's what the church says. And then I got challenged by this lady, again, wonderful, like doing the right thing. I'm like, all right, well, let me try. And it was not pretty, but I was like trying to be obedient to the church and to honor the Lord. So then I come back to the campus for like mass, and it's after the nighttime mass, and I see this guy and I stop him and I say, hey, you're one of those people that does the chanting, huh? He's like, yeah. And I said, well, like, can you teach me? Can you teach me how to do it? And then
he must have loved you. He was like, oh my gosh. He's been praying for you for years.
He was like, I don't really know, but yes, we got to have it. And so we, yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah. My sister in the seminary as well, there was a group of us that would chant the office. And man, that's really when I just loved and really fell in love with, praying and specifically singing the Psalms. Just so beautiful, meditative. Now Father Cassian gets to live the blessed life all the time, mm-hmm. chanting the Psalms, and mm-hmm. we're stuck by ourselves praying it. But you have started in your parish this, it's for Lent, right? That you're gonna start praying the office with your parishioners. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So what was it that really kind of inspired you to say, like, all right, I got to roll this out to the parish.
Mm-hmm. Not at all my own virtue. So one of the members of this missionary organization, the missionary organization fell apart, and she discerned a call to come back here to home in Thibodeau and called to be a consecrated virgin. So she was the first consecrated virgin of our diocese, which was six years ago. She's a consecrated virgin. She's the liturgy of the hours are part of her life, like in her vocation, and like this thing in this missionary organization, like there was something like real there, like this response, I think, from the Holy Spirit, with which the Second Vatican Council talked about for lay people, not just priests and consecrated women and men and the rest, but lay people to pray the hours. So so she's here, and she is working on a doctorate in theology. She's got all her credentials. And so now she works at my parish in Chek Bay as our director of discipleship formation. So it's a couple months ago. And she says to me, she says, Father, like, I really think that we should chant the hours. Like, as I pray, like, the Lord has put it on my heart, right? She's saying, like, that's something that he wants me to do. And I say, well, great. I mean, I studied all this. Like, I know what the church says. I said, of course we should be praying the hours. And then, so my response is, yeah, absolutely. Like, externally, and mm-hmm. my interior response is, like, okay, like, that's a great thing for you to be in charge of, and I'll be there when I can. Mm-hmm. Then I go in the chapel and I start praying about this. And we can maybe talk more about this, but the Lord really convicts me, like, no, this is not a thing that you go to when you can. This is a thing that you do, right? That you lead, except when you can't. And so, like, the Lord really made a difference. Like, no. That, yes, she's still in charge, and yes, there will be times when I can't go, but that will be the exception rather than the rule, because this is good for me and part of my vocation.
Yeah. No, that's so awesome. You know, I think about that a lot, especially when you read books about, you know, the priests, saints of the past and things of the sort. And it almost seems like they spend just a massive amount of time, praying the office, offering mass, giving catechesis. Like, you know, their schedules are so filled up with properly priestly things. Mm-hmm. But I find that, and now our time just gets filled up with a lot of administrative leadership type tasks, which obviously are not foreign to the priesthood, right? You know, ministrar administration, we are ordained ministers, right? And so that's kind of part of what we do.
And the munus regendi, right? That
right, exactly. Yeah.
That kingship. That we,
yeah. So it's something that's definitely part of us, but I do daydream of a life in which, like, yeah, you know what? Like, I can really just dedicate myself to the properly priestly things. That's right. Now I just tell myself, well, maybe when I'm like a pastor emeritus or, you know, a priest in residence or something like that, just an old guy can be cranky and, you know, offer mass and hear confessions and just love life. I probably won't be cranky. I'm a fairly happy person, but
that's good.
No, that's so awesome that you can have that clarity of like, no, this is what I do. This is who I am. And really my role in the parish. You're starting to do that. What does that actually look like practically in the parish? Like when do these things happen? What texts are you using? You know, like how are you doing it?
Yeah. We're doing Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 6 a.m. So we got mass at 7 and confession at 6:30. So 6 o'clock, and it's 6 o'clock is like the time for law for morning prayer. It's not like you. It's not that you can only do it at 6 a.m. Like that's the thing. And then our evening schedule is kind of weird. Same days: Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sunday at 6:15 because we got mass at 5, and so we want to give a little. Mass might end at 6:05 or whatever. And then Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. and Wednesday at 5 p.m. because that we're starting this for Lent, but why stop after Lent? And some of our older parishioners, it's harder for them to drive at night. And so we said, well, 6 p.m. is the best time for most people, but let's have Wednesdays at 5 so that even if it's winter, at least down in Louisiana, even if it's winter, you know, the elderly people who have trouble with their eyes can still come. That's what we're doing. We got a subscription to what's it called? eBreviary, the one that you can print them out. And so, you know, we're going to be using a lot of paper for a while, but we also put a big thing in the bulletin and told our people, hey, you can download iBreviary, right, which is free and has the text right there. Ideally, like people would start to come regular, and the regulars would buy the one volume Christian prayer or would buy the you know, four volume set. Maybe not today, since we were about to finish retranslating those. So maybe we'll say, well, maybe you should wait until, but because they're kind of expensive. But that's the idea. And then Jen, the consecrated virgin that I told you about, who's our director of discipleship formation, she's also a musician. And so she's got like the chant tones and stuff that's very, very, very simple, but beautiful.
That is cool. Just to kind of help people who are listening, concretely figure out how to do this. This is something that really is enriching in a person's life. Priests and religious and consecrated laity, they're required to pray this, but it's something that is really enriching for anybody. It helps you to, first off, memorize more of the scriptures, because as Father Bryce mentioned, you're praying the Psalms regularly. It's also this kind of experience of the fullness of the human emotional range, right? You know, you can come to God. There are psalms where, you know, you're just overjoyed. There are psalms when you're sorrowful. There are psalms when you're confused. There are psalms when you're angry. There are psalms for everything, right? And so it teaches us to, pray with everything that we are. And then obviously it can be done on our own or with a community. And so, you mentioned that some of the books are being retranslated, so it might not be an ideal time to buy books, but you talked about iBreviary. How do you get a hold of that? And what exactly is it?
So iBreviary is, so we already said that the breviary is the book with the text for the Liturgy of the Hours, and iBreviary is just an app for iPhone, an app for Android, and it's free. It's kind of strange. I don't know how this happened, but I'm so grateful that somehow the Franciscans, who take care of the holy sites in the Holy Land, like the Holy Sepulchre and stuff, have like some kind of way sponsored this app so that we all throughout the world, in basically whatever language you need, not every language, but a ton of them, can pray the Liturgy of the Hour. So you just download the app, you know, you click the button that says morning prayer, and there you go. Like there's the text right then and there, right there. So that makes it easy. When I pray by myself, morning and evening prayer, I like to use Sing the Hours. So I put my headphones in and go for a walk usually and pray with, there's this guy who chants the Liturgy of the Hours on like podcasts, and also I think some of it's on YouTube, called Sing the Hours. And so he just sings it. Now, I find that I can get distracted if I'm not singing along. So I go for a walk outside, and I try to make an intentional effort to sing along. And I find that that helps me to slow down, to not like rush through what I'm reading, but, and to actually pray it better. So, so eye breathery, sing the hours for some of the hours, and then Word on Fire publishes these, like, it's like a liturgy hours missalette. So like they'll send you like one a month that has, it's just, you don't have any flipping or things to do. If you ever tried the liturgy hours at the beginning, lots of flipping and ribbons. So Word on Fire has this like missalette. You just open it to the day and you pray the thing. And while that's obviously not the ideal, like to have this like disposable liturgical book, and even the phone is not really the ideal, that, hey, if it helps us to pray, well, let's use it.
Yeah. No, that's excellent. So, to any of our listeners who are, I guess it'll be somewhere in the beginning of Lent. If you're struggling keeping up with any of your kind of commitments for Lenten prayer, or if you're just wanting to add a little bit more, this is a really good way to do it. Father Bryce already talked about a ton of different ways to get a hold of those texts, pray through them. And I think the most important thing is, don't worry about, am I doing it right? You know, just get in there and pray. And then, you know, worry about doing it right later on. The key is to pray in the way in which you connect with God, right? And then worry about the details later. So, amen. Brother Bryce, thanks so much for being on. It's great to have you. Yep. This has been the Catholic Link Podcast, the podcast for busy Catholics. I'm Father George Elliott. I was joined by Father Bryce. If you'd like to get a hold of more great Catholic content, please go to catholic-link.org, where you can find lots of articles, images, quotes, videos, all sorts of different types of media to help you to grow in your faith. And as always, thanks so much, and God bless.